is a wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for your love and your kindness and your mercy that endures forever. You are mighty God, Lord. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for ushering us into your presence. And as we come into your presence, my Father, Lord, we come through the gates of thanksgiving, Lord, and we just want to say thank you for your grace and your mercy. It endures forever, Lord. You're an awesome God, Father. There's none like you, Father. And for all the things that you've done for us, knowing and unknowing, as far as we are concerned, we thank you for it, Father, because you have done great things. Our eyes have not seen, nor have our ears heard, nor has it entered into our hearts all the great things that you have in store for us. For all eternity, Father. And Lord, for that, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Not only do I come to your gates with thanksgiving, Lord, but I come unto your courts with praise. And you're worthy of all our praise. You're so worthy, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the name of Jesus. Worthy to be praised. Jesus. Worthy is your name. Jesus. Worthy is your name. Jesus. You're so worthy, Lord. So worthy of all our praises, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise, Father. Hallelujah. We know that there are different levels of praise, Father, that get us to the hallelujah praise, Father. Yet, Lord, we skip all the way to the top, Father, and we say hallelujah. As we are seeing on our way up to that place. The highest praise. Well, we can give you the highest praise, hallelujah. The highest praise, Father. The praise in which, Father, you deserve, hallelujah. The highest praise, hallelujah, because you're so worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy to be praised. Yes, you are, Lord. Father, we thank you, and we praise you, and we honor you, and we lift you up, Father. As we come, Lord, through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, Father, we just come all the way into your little presence, Hallelujah. Where we can just feast at the King's table, Hallelujah, and eat the King's food, Glory to God, and just dwell in your presence, oh Lord. What an awesome place. And you have called us to that place, to your very presence, my Father. Well, we can just sit at the King's table, eat the King's food, and just fellowship with the King, with you, oh Lord, with you. And Father, you have summoned all of us. You have pointed unto every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, the golden scepter of righteousness, signifying, Lord, that we can come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the sanctuary, through this Bible study, through all our church services, through all our rituals and our ceremonies, through all of that, the gates of thanksgiving, the course of praise, the church services, all the whole, everything, Lord, that we're doing in the earth today, through all of that, all the way into your very presence. Hallelujah. Well, we can just sit at the King's table and eat the King's food to hear what you have to say to the church. Well, thank God for what mankind are saying, Lord, but Lord, and that's a more sure word. And Lord, we want to hear from you. So we take you up on that invitation, and here we are, Father, coming just like you invited us into your very presence. Hallelujah. And here's our cup, Father. Here's our lives. Here's our mind. Here's our everything. Everything we consist of. Our lives, our families, our homes, our purpose, our destiny, our everything. We lift our cup. And we ask, Lord, that you quench this thirstiness in our souls to know you more, to serve you more, to honor you more, to obey you more. That you quench this thirstiness in our souls, Father, to be just like what you created us to be, holy and acceptable in your sight. Here's our cup, Father. Fill it up and make us whole. Feed us till we want no more. Here's our cup, Lord. Fill it up and make us whole. Now, Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand now. Hallelujah. And we yield everything to you. For you are the one that's at work in the earth today. That's fulfilling the will of God. The Father finished. Jesus came and did what he did and finished. And when he left, he sent you. He sent you back to us so that we would not be comfortless. So that we might have a God that would lead us into the reality of everything that he spoke over us. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hands right now, Holy Spirit. We ask that you would take the lead. We'll play the background. Hallelujah. You take the lead, and you lead us and guide us into the truth, the reality of what God has spoke over us. Holy Ghost, have your way in this radio broadcast today. And as in always, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, we're careful to give you all of the praise, all of the honor, all of the adoration. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father. Amen. 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 Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God out there in radio land. Hey, once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is. You want to get your seat? I got my son-in-law with me today here on the radio broadcast. And, hey, we just going to let the Holy Spirit just do whatever we want to do like we always do it here. You know, we're just flowing the Holy Ghost because we have been invited to the King's table. Hallelujah. We've been invited to eat the King's food. You know, we've been invited into the presence of the Most High God. And that's what I need all of you to know. Just 1 second, let me just set up something right quick. Give me just 1 second. Okay, mighty man and mighty woman of the Most High God. Sorry for that little interruption. I just getting a little something straight here, you know, to hear where we are ministering from. You know, I think we got it together now. You know, but I always want you to know this, you know, that if you tune in to this radio broadcast, then God wants you to know the purpose for it, you know. And the purpose for it is, man, to bring you to the knowledge and the understanding of a gospel that has been hidden in the graveyard of religion for perhaps the last 1,800 years. And that's the gospel of the kingdom. That's it. You know, if you tune into this radio broadcast, then, man, you know, we don't have but one message. That's the gospel of the kingdom. And the reason why we don't have that one message and why God put it on this radio broadcast is because he know that the church needs something. They need to know about this gospel of the kingdom. I'm going to say that again. The purpose for this radio broadcast is to bring the church to the lost sheep of Israel. What? The good news about the kingdom. And it ain't any kingdom, it's the kingdom of God. That's our assignment. Hey, listen, I'm going to cut to the chase and make it plain, you know. How much you know about the kingdom of God? And you know a lot of things about God and a lot of good things. You know a lot of word, and you know, I mean, all those are good things. But how much do you know about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? What are your concepts of that? How much information do you have about that? I'm going to take it a step further. How many sermons have you heard about that? How many messages have you heard about that? How many conversations, man, where the main subject, man, or the main message of any sermon, man, is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? How much information you have about that? Let me take it a little step further. How much quality information do you have about that? Let me tell you something. That's the most important message, man, of the whole Word of God. That's the greatest word of all the words. That's a lot of words, and all of it is the Word of God, and all of it is good news and everything else. But boy, that's a great news. It's like hid in a field. What? The field of all the good news. If hid in all the words, man, that you didn't hear. Now, you didn't hear a lot of good words and a lot of good messages and everything else. And they've been good. They've been but edifying. But, man, that's going on in God. Isn't it going on in God? The destination is to be just like him. And until we get there, man, we sojourning. But we're on our way to somewhere. You know, if you don't know where you're going and where you're headed to, then that's why the church is going around and around in circles now, because they don't know the destination. Why? Because they don't know nothing about the kingdom. And that's what the Bible is really all about. Not about all the other things that we learn and that we know of and everything else here, but all those other things that we learn and we preached and taught and everything else, you know, all those are means to an end. That's a means. And what the devil had done, deceived us and turned the means into a religion. So we have many different religions on the earth. All those are means. The reason why they different one other, man, is to keep us all preoccupied with the means at the expense of forfeiting the end. What's the end? It's going to be on earth just like it is in hell. That's the destination. You and I are going to be in his image and his likeness, and we're going to be ruling and reigning, man, not in heaven where God is. We're going to be ruling in heaven on earth. It's going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. You've been praying it all your life, man, and perhaps they not understood, man, what you've been really saying. What? Lord, let your kingdom come. Because when your kingdom comes, then your will can be done on earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. When your kingdom comes. That's why the devil don't ever want you to know about the gospel of the kingdom. That's why you don't know about the gospel of the kingdom now. He is preoccupied you with good messaging, good news, and everything else. And that'll get you saved. That'll get you out of Egypt, just like the children of Israel. Moses got them out of Egypt. But man, getting them out of Egypt ain't the destination. That's the means to the destination. The destination is to get them in the promised land. And on their way there, they had to go through some things and through some rituals and through some ceremonies and through some religion and everything else. But, man, what they did was just like what the church doing now. They just wandering around in it. And all the time, man, right there, Jesus came to say, man, what? The kingdom of heaven is at your hand. And you like to tell you that they were right there at the borders of the promised land. And the only thing that separated them, man, was the Jordan River. But you know the same thing that happened, man, to the Red Sea when Moses delivered them out of Egypt? It's the same thing that happened to the Jordan River when they went across into the promised land. Man, them underwater split apart and they went across on dry land. But they came out of Egypt, man, on dry land. They went into the promised land on dry land, too. Well, we've been doing preoccupied, man, to come across, man, the Red Sea and just been wandering around in the wilderness. Why? Because you don't know about their promised land. You don't know about what their promised land? Well, that's the restoration, man, of the kingdom of God back up on the earth and the Garden of Eden back up on the earth and you getting back into that place just like it was from the beginning. Before Adam and made out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Can you imagine what kind of life, man, was going on in the Garden of Eden when God was walking and talking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day? Can you imagine that kind of life? Can you imagine what life was like? Ain't nothing like what we know here now, man. You can't even imagine that. I tell you, our eyes ain't seen, our ears ain't heard, nor has it anything to do with our heart, the great things that our Father has in store, man, for us. And it's for all eternity. And boy, the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge, man, of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell. He don't mind you having a little bit of knowledge about it, you know, a little knowledge you get from theology and everything. But he don't want you to know what I'm talking about being in its original purpose and intent. The whole Bible that you read that we establish our, you know, our constitution on and our different religions on and everything else, man. This Bible, man, is about a king. It ain't about a prime minister. It ain't about a democracy. It ain't about nothing. It ain't about none of these things like what we know up on the earth. See what I say? In the Western world, you don't have no concept of the kingdom. Not even in our Western theology. They don't teach kingdom. And where they might be now, but, man, you know, if they had, they just read it recently started. But you can go to any Bible college, man, and you ain't going to find no curriculum on the kingdom of God. You'll find all kind of other curriculums. And they all good curriculum and everything else, but you won't find too much, man. You ain't going to find no classes, man, on the kingdom of God. Why? Because they don't know. And you know that scripture in the Bible where the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy? Listen, man, that's what he's coming to steal, kill, and destroy, the word of God out your life. That's why most believers, man, they go to church, they take the Bible to church and everything else, man, but they don't really, man, you know, they don't really, man, get into the word or hear the word and hear it or meditate in it or constantly, man, getting it into their spirit and into their soul and into their mind and their will and their emotions and their attitude. Listen, whatever place the word of God holds in your life, that determines what place God holds in your life. I'm going to say that again. Whatever place the word of God holds in your life, then that's what place God holds in your life, because he is the word. He is the word. So, hey, man, what the devil wants you to do, man, is pursue knowledge of the word. Through whatever means you might go after the end. You as long as you know. He don't want you, man, to know the word for yourself. Here how you put your faith in the wisdom of man. But all the time, man, the reason why God gives man wisdom, man, so that he can impart that wisdom unto you so that you can, man, check that out with the word of God and make sure that what the man is saying is in line with the word of God. Instead of trying to make the word of God in line with what the man is saying. No. I'm talking about boys. The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he come to steal, kill, and destroy. The knowledge of the kingdom of God out your life. Listen, he ain't afraid of all the other messages that we preach. But that one, man, he terrified of that one. The Bible say, boy, anyone here, Jesus say, that parable about when Jesus sowed the seed, you know, and some fell by the wayside, you know, and then when he explained that part, he said, that's anyone who hears the gospel of the kingdom and understanding it not. Then the wicked one, that's the devil. He coming immediately. Hey, Lord, he coming to rob this word out your heart. because he know that, boy, once this word man get into your heart right there, then his control, his power, his influence, his authority over your life is broken. Then you begin to walk in that reality in the scripture that we quote, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." You really will be free. You won't just be quoting scriptures. You will be free indeed. When you come to the knowledge, man, of the good news about the kingdom, man, and come therein, and come on into it. If they'll preoccupy you with the good thing, you're trying to get to him. That's a good thing. Everything you're doing in your Christian life, man, is the means to that end. And boy, you know, that's your concept. That's your ideas. That's what the church is proclaiming. That's what the church is preaching. Get saved, come to church, man, live right, man, and man, we're going to live forever and ever in him. Our destination is to get to heaven, to go to heaven, man, and live there forever and ever and ever. And that's not the destination that God has for your life. No, not indeed. That's not the destination, I'll say it again, that's not the destination that this Bible has for your life. And because of a lack of knowledge of it, a lack of knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom, because it's an everlasting kingdom. But if you don't know nothing about the kingdom, you can know all about man, Goliath, and how David, and Shadrach, and Meshach, and all the Old Testament. You can know all of that. And man, the devil ain't afraid of that, boy. But boy, when he don't want you to know that all of that, that we know and that we've been preaching, all of that is a means to an end. To us to get back, man, to the destination. See, if you don't know where your destination is, man, and if you think your destination is one place, man, and it ain't there, and you're going in that direction, then you're gonna be going in the wrong direction. And you're going to be, man, getting to the wrong destination. If your concept, man, is to make it to heaven, then, man, you're heading toward the wrong destination. I'm sorry to tell you that, man, but that's the truth. That's your destination. I ain't saying you ain't going to go there. All you got to do to go there, when your spirit leads these bodies, it's going to heaven. But that ain't where you're going to spend eternity at. That ain't what the Bible's about. The Bible's about a king. And your father in heaven, he's a king. That means, man, he's a ruler. And he has ruling authority. He's a sovereign king, too. And I'm talking about, man, this king has complete reign over everything. Complete rule. That's your father in heaven. The king of kings, you're talking about, boy, your source, your sustainer, your Abba, he's a king. He ain't no prime minister, no president, none of that. No, he's a king. And he's a reigning king. He's a sovereign king. Has power, control, and influence over his territory. He impacted with his will and his intent and his desire and his purpose. That's his kingdom, glory to God. And boy, his intent and his desire, and his desire, boy, listen, you can look at these kingdoms on the earth, the splendor of it, man. How much more majesty, glory to God, is the kingdom of heaven. Boy, that's your destination. That place. But I ain't talking about the place where he had, man. He established that on the earth. That's in your Bibles. In the first two chapters of your Bible. The devil don't ever want you to know that. The devil don't ever want you to get the revelation of the Bible. He don't ever want you to know, man, about the Holy Spirit and his job in the earth. And that's to lead and guide us, man, not into just faith knowledge of the Word of God, but the revelation knowledge of the Word of God. The unveiling, the revealing information. That can only be, man, done, man, by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's how, man, important he is in the earth today. There's no way you can walk into what I'm talking about now, man. You got to be led by the Spirit. You got to be filled with the Spirit, man, and hear the good news, man. Let me tell you something. All that you need already been made available to you. Everything that we have need of, man, to get to the destination that God has for our life, he's already, man, imparted that on the inside of every last one of us, the potential that we need to accomplish that. That's already on the inside of us, man. But what's the problem here? We don't know that, man. God say my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I told you, boy, the devil don't ever want you to know more about the gospel of the kingdom. Glory to God. That's why we on this radio broadcast. Listen, I'm talking about, man, Jesus said this year to the disciples, man. And when he said about 10 by 10, he said, listen, don't go to the lost sheep of Israel. I mean, don't go to the Gentiles, excuse me. Don't go to the Gentiles. Don't go to the lost ones here. But go to the lost sheep of Israel. because they lost too. They wandered around in the wilderness too. They don't know their way to the promised land. I'm talking about the church, the religious churches that's out there. I ain't saying that that ain't the part of the body of Christ and what God is doing, but I'm talking about they like the church that's in the wilderness, man, going around and around and around in circles, around that mountain, round and around and around. So they're not a church here today. Why? Because they know that there's a heaven. Because that's the promised land. that old promised land they were talking about, type of shadow where they're going across there and Jericho and all that there, that's just type of shadows, man. I'm talking about the real promised land. What? And where you want to get, the destination that you want to get to, what? The kingdom of hell. That's the promised land I'm talking about. The devil on hell wants you to know, man, that promised land, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, he don't ever want you to know, boy, that man, Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago and did some things, man. And because of those things that he did, hey, man, the kingdom of heaven been restored back to the earth. And in this, and in the restoration of that kingdom of heaven that has been restored back to the earth, guess what? You have been made unto your God kings and priests. And you shall reign on the earth forever. That's your destiny. God set that up on the earth, man, in the first two chapters of your Bible. He made man in his image and his likeness. Then he came down and took, and then he brought man down from heaven. Man put upon the body from the ground, put the man in the body. Then man gave the man, put the spirit of God on the inside of the spirit of man in that body. And then gave man a destination. And gave him a assignment, gave him a mandate. But hey, after he made the man in his image, he planted that garden that he's talking about. And then there he placed the man in that environment, in that atmosphere, so they could grow. And then he gave him this assignment. Make it on earth, make the whole earth, just like this little spot here, the Garden of Eden. You know what the Garden of Eden is? That's heaven on earth. That's the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's what God established. That's what God had. That's what God made originally intended and desire was. Not for you to come to heaven and spend eternity with him, but him. His original desire, man, is to extend his governing territory of heaven to a man territory that he created and gave to you and I. But he want to extend heaven to earth. He want to rule man from heaven. He want to rule the earth from heaven. And the way he want to rule the earth from heaven, he want to do that through his children, through us. That's our mandate. That's our mandate. What? Make it on earth that it is in hell. Not try to live right, man, and go to hell. And because, man, you know, mankind don't know it, and the church don't know about the gospel of the kingdom, then they have all kind of other. You don't know what you mean the gospel of the kingdom? The original idea, the precepts of God, what God is doing. And well, that's what God is doing, man, you know. The Bible's not all about, just not about the king. And about his kingdom, that's heaven. But in his family, that's his mankind, that's us. But it's about man, what his plan is to extend that territory of heaven to a territory called earth that he gave you and I. For a purpose, on it, so that it can be on earth as it is in heaven. You've been praying that all your life. But Lord, let it be on earth as it is in heaven. I'm going to say that again. I want that to get past your intellect. I want you to really hear, man, something that you've been praying all your life and perhaps have not understood it. And the reason why you have not understood it, because you don't understand the Bible in the light of the restoration of the kingdom of God. You don't know nothing about the kingdom. You don't know the gospel of the kingdom. Hey, listen, man, said to me, cutting to the chase, man, and everything else. You know a whole lot of other good things. And a lot of good things that we know that get us saved and everything else, and that get us, man, you know, to our eternal destination, man. But they have you wandering around in the wilderness, man, going around in circles. And all the time, man, the destination, man, you ain't no God to do what God, man, created you to do. He's going to build his kingdom, man. His kingdom is the everlasting kingdom, but, man, he designed to do that through you. And he ain't going to do it no other way. He ain't going to share his glory with no other. Only one that can do that, man, is you. And me. But if you're on your way to a different destination, man, then you're out of line. And God can't do the work in us, man, because we do just like what we rebel against the will of God. Let me see if I can say it in a different way. we try to get God in on what we're doing for him. Instead of us men getting in on what God's doing for us. I'm going to say that again. We got some good ideas and some good intentions and good everything else, and then we try to incorporate God in on what we're doing and what we're doing for him. And listen, that's a good thing. But one time, a greater thing. When we don't try to get God in on what we're doing, come up with our own ideas and our own concepts, and then try to get God in on it, because see, that's what happens. You come up with our own ideas and our own concepts. And if, man, we don't get in on what he's doing, then our concepts and ideas can be good, but that don't necessarily mean that they're right. So, and when I say they're not right, I mean they're not God's best for our life. And that's what God desires, his best for our lives. And his best for our lives is, man, that it be in our lives here on earth just as it is in heaven. That's his best. That's the glory of God. When it's in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And everything that God is doing in your life and through down through mankind, the history of mankind, everything, all those things, all the Old Testament stories, New Testament stories, all those things are a means to that one end. Glory to God. Get you back into, boy, the Garden of Eden, the presence of the Lord, so that God can commune with you one-on-one, personally, all the days of your life. Just like he was with Adam and Eve before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again. Boy, can you imagine what life was like, man, before Adam and Eve ever ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? What was going on, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 when mankind was walking in the presence of the Most High God, 24/7, unbroken sin, abundant life, superior in quality and superior in quantity. And guess where it was at? It was in heaven on earth. That's what Eden is. That's an environment and an atmosphere that's created by the presence of the Lord. That's the environment and atmosphere of heaven. And that's the kind of environment and atmosphere that you need to be in order to grow into the thing that God has for our life. We need to be in that environment, in that atmosphere. You remember the story, Adam and Eve, them men disobeyed God, went against the will of God, and they got put out of that atmosphere, in that environment. They lost the Holy Spirit. They lost the presence of the Lord. And they found themselves out in the wilderness, separated from God. When at one time, boy, they were one with God. That separation from God, that's death. That's the original death. That's spiritual death. That's separation, man, from the kingdom of God, from the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's spiritual death. Spiritual death is the parent, the father of physical death. It never would have been no physical death for Adam and Eve, and that would have ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It never would have been no death. But if there never would have been no death, then it would still been a knowledge of the tree of good and evil. Man, the only reason why God allowed that man to come in there, because, boy, God got an answer for death. Lord. Death got a destination, too. Just like the devil and the false prophet and the Antichrist and all them, we ain't going to be cast into the lake of fire about the death, hell, and the key. And death, hell was cast into the last thing was destroyed was death and hell, and it was cast into the lake of fire, too. So, boy, in this new kingdom that's established on the earth, ain't got no tree of the knowledge of good and evil in it. That's the only reason why God allowed to be in there, because God already knows the destination. When I'm finished with it, man, I'm going to get rid of death, too. And then know how I'm going to get rid of death permanently. Yeah, I'm going to do that through my children, through mankind. They're going to have to taste death, boy, but after that, there's going to be a resurrection. And, boy, in that resurrection, ain't no more dying. That might be a little bit far out there for you, but that's just a seed, you know. What you're saying, don't talk about, boy, when you discover the gospel of the kingdom, or rediscover the gospel of the kingdom, man, let them gain the devil's authority and power and death, hell, and the grave, lose all his authority over you. I'm talking about a peace, man, that I can't even understand, can't even begin to explain to you. All I know is like the Bible says, peace that the world can't give and the world can't take away. That's why the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. Because in that place, listen, in that place where Adam and Eve was in the God to read me and anybody that does not damn my son. Lord. In that place, boy, everything all right. You don't have to worry about nothing. What are you going to eat? What are you going to drink? How you going to make it? None of that, boy. In that place, everything all right. And boy, that's what according to that's also what the kingdom is, man. And boy, that place has been restored back to you and I. You lost it in Adam's disobedience. It's been restored back to us through Jesus Christ's obedience. And because of what Jesus Christ done for us, that's the good news. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, man, in chapter 5, it says, boy, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, then we have been made unto our God, king and priest. You just preoccupied with apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Those are means. One day there ain't going to be no more need of prophets and popes and all that. One day all that's going to be done away with. But who you really are king. What? Because of what Jesus Christ done for us, man, that's why I say you can preoccupy with what he done for us. And that's a good thing. You've been shouting and jumping and praising and singing songs about and preaching about, man, what he done for us. And let me tell you something, man, that's a good thing. And that's the devil's most successful tactic against us, man, to preoccupy us with that good thing and never get, man, to the great thing, man. What's the great thing, man? Man, because of what he done for us, what we've been preaching, we have been made unto our God to be king and priest. That's the great thing. He don't want you to know that, man, you a king, too. You a ruler, too, that you have dominion, too, that God created you and gave you dominion over the earth. He told you to be fruitful and multiply and subdue and replenish the earth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, listen, man, you know, sometimes when I come on this radio broadcast, I told you, I didn't, when I get to flowing, man, I don't have no pre-planned mess. I just open my mouth. And, man, first thing, last thing I do, man, I always say, Holy Ghost, it's on you now. So, you know, I have some ideas of what the people need, but you know what the people need. So you take these little clay, man, you know, I did me a little studying and everything else, a little meditating and everything else, wrote a few notes down, man, and everything else. Nevertheless, Lord, not my will. I want to get you in on what I'm doing. I'm just going to continue to do what you told me to do. Study to show myself approved, not through man, approved of God, so I could rightly divide the word of truth. So that I can minister God's people, boy, I'm talking about, boy, the greatest message that's ever been. The greatest story that's ever been told and the greatest message that's ever been preached. But I tell you, I ain't got but one message. What's that one message? All of the kingdom of hell. All of the kingdom, all that it consists of. All of the Garden of Eden. All that life that Adam and Eve, man, had, man, in the Garden of Eden, man, or Horatio, man, all that has been restored back to you. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That because of what Jesus done, boy, I'm talking about, boy, the kingdom of heaven that God set up on this earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and placed mankind in that place, that environment, that atmosphere, that governance system, that design, that will, that plan, that purpose that God has for our life from the beginning, what was in his heart, his original idea, his original plan for our life, his precepts. See, if you don't know about the precepts, then, man, your concepts can be wrong. Precepts is just idea, original idea. Concepts is, man, we know the ideas come together in, like, picture form. Precepts is like when you buy a puzzle. You know, and when you buy a puzzle, a 500-piece puzzle, in they put it in a box. And then they put a top on the box. And then they put in that box, man, a 500 pieces. Well, man, that's what the Bible is like, a puzzle. It's like a box with 500 pieces in it. And then somebody take the top off the box. You know, the top of the box normally have, man, you know, the finished product. Once you put all them pieces of the puzzle together, then they show you on top of the box, man, what the puzzle supposed to look like when you finish with it. Then they open up the box and get up 500 pieces. And what your assignment is, man? To make it like that picture that's on the top of the box. So you start, you already know your destination. You already know where you're headed. Because they show it to you on the top of the box. They show you the finished product first. That's what God showed you, man, Jesse chapter 1 and 2, the finished product. Hallelujah. Well, you were walking and talking about Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. Mankind was created in his image and his likeness, and they were walking and talking with God, and they was reigning in life, man, and it was on earth like it is in heaven. They're going not on earth, on a spot on the earth for that moment with an open door into a delightful place, an atmosphere, an environment that's conducive, man, to the kingdom of heaven. Where your Father is. Our Father, which are where? In him. So God set up in an atmosphere and a violent man where he could be man with his children on this earth. Good God, I'm like, can you imagine that again? And there he placed the man. Like, what are you doing? He colonizing the earth, man, making earth a colony of him. So you don't know nothing about that. Yeah, like I tell you, in the Western world, you don't know nothing about kingdom life and kingdom living and the governance system, man. Of kingdom life. That's why I've been living far below our rights and privileges. Hey, listen, I had to call my son-in-law to come in here and give you my own radio broadcast with me, man. I just got the floor, man. I told you I want to go get to work in my life, man. Or when I open my mouth on the radio broadcast, hey, listen, man, I got so much to tell you. Sometimes, man, my brother did a radio broadcast to ring that little bell, hit that little button, let me know, man, your time up. Hey, listen, you know, I wanted to do with my son-in-law to y'all when I first got started, man. But the word started flowing out my mouth, man. And man, here I am, almost broadcast all my old man. Lord, I have on here with me today, man, my son-in-law, my daughter's husband, Naked, and her husband, Jonah Rowland. And they come down and visit me, man, here and there. They have been working overseas a lot, you know. But they back here in the United States working here, and they're closer to me down here. Got it close here to New Orleans, man. It really been a tremendous blessing, man, to have them that close here with me, you know, and just to edify me, build me up, and strengthen me, and been a blessing to my life, you know. And I have him on the radio with me today, so I'll just open up the platform a little bit for him. Yeah.
Well, you know how we get down when all the spirits show up. We like, hey, both of us bow down. Say, hey, have your way.
That's it. That's it.
It's always a gift and an honor being able to be in your presence and hang out with you. You know how we do the vibes.
Yeah, it is.
I can't express enough the joy that I feel when I'm hanging out with him and when we ride around and we go talk and we sit and we breathe. And we both would sit and say the same thing, like, can you imagine what it'll feel like to do this with God right next to us, chilling with us, hanging out and vibing with us with the Most High God? With Christ and his spirit, the Holy Spirit flowing through, well, you know, the weird and cool thing is that you don't have to wait until the New Jerusalem. You can do that right now.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, where you are, if you're in a car, you're at work, you're in a restroom, you're at the house, you're cooking food, you're getting ready to do whatever it may be at school, you're studying, right here, right now, the Holy Spirit has been sitting around listening to you, just like the Holy Spirit has been careening us and guiding us in this moment. It's also been guiding you. So I want you to close your eyes if you can. And if you can't close your eyes, it's all good. Just go into a state of meditation and believe and listen. Because we who believe must above all else still believe. And the Holy Spirit wants you to hear that when Jesus did, when he, you know, the cool thing, when he went on the top of this mount, and before he started teaching, the very first things he told the people who didn't even believe in him yet, but thousands of them showed up, he said, hey, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Did he say he had to work for it, some applications you got to fill out and some hooping and hollering and flips you got? No, he said, blessed means bestow upon the tools necessary to accomplish something. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Not maybe one day, not if you do these things, then I said blessed is a past tense term. He already did it. When he came down, he came with a government on his shoulders to bestow upon the people to renew and redeem us back to our original state. Like King Cello gracefully expressed, that we are kings and priests. A king is a sovereign ruler, and a priest is a representative of God to all things.
Yeah.
Like he told us, like he said, let them have dominion over the beasts in the field, fall in the air, fish in the sea, creeping things that creep along the earth. That's us, right? Who we are. Not what people think you are, but who God say you are. Yeah. And then after that, he said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. That's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Then he said, blessed are the meek. Meek means humble. Oh. And for being humble, you inherit the earth. So in three things, you didn't do anything. You were reborn because no one's more poor than babies.
Oh,
right?
On.
So when you're reborn, you inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
You inherit the Holy Spirit and the earth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? The coolest thing that our Father always say that you, I want you to be blessed and multiply and manifest in the world and expand in the world and reap the benefits of fruit that you did not have to plant.
Good God Almighty.
He already did it. It is done. So when you are relaxing in your home, in your car, and you're riding on the way to work, and you contemplating this big business deal or whatever it may be, wherever you are in the world, remember, one thing is our Father, our Father, because, yeah, we family.
Yes, Lord.
Our Father always does the heavy lifting.
Come on.
Remember, it is done. It's already done. And you, because you are a king, a sovereign ruler, and a priest, a representative of the Most High God, even more so, not just a representative, you are an ambassador.
Come on.
Of the Most High God. Everywhere you go is the embassy. Everywhere you stand, where your feet stand, is the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
Because, you know, if I'm an ambassador in America, and I go to Berlin, which is where the embassy is, in Germany, I would be, if I was the ambassador, where I stand and where my building is not considered Germany. It's not considered Berlin. It's considered the United States of America.
Yeah.
And anything done, if someone buys a hamburger out from the embassy, they bought a hamburger from the United States of America. You get, throw a stone at the building, you throw a rock at the United States of America. It can be viewed as an act of war.
Yeah.
So in the same sense, now remember, keep that in mind in your days and how you are of the kingdom of God. We are family. We belong to our Father. And you have angels assigned to protect you and the Holy Spirit to guide you and move and walk with you in the cool of the day, like in the fullness therein that we're heading towards.
Uh-huh.
So in all the challenges and issues and situations, circumstances and symptoms that you're dealing with, you don't have to fight them.
No, Lord, thank you.
All you have to do is trust that our Father already handled it.
That's it.
He sent the things, all the tools. Remember, blessed means to be bestowed upon the tools necessary to accomplish something. Uh-huh. A tool like the sovereignty. Remember, we're sovereign rulers. Sovereignty means military.
Uh-huh.
We got a military, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
And can't nobody beat it. Our uh-huh. Father then set it in stone and set it out, and it went into motion. All you have to do is understand that these are all rights and privileges of said kingdom that you are a citizen of, that Christ came down to bestow it right back to you without you having to work for it. Oh, yeah.
Ain't that great, boy? You're not doing nothing now.
Just receive it. Repent.
Come to the knowledge of it, man. And then
ain't nobody else, no other faith, no other religion, no other place tells you just repent and receive.
Oh,
and all these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all the what?
All the things, man, that you have need of, man, add it back to you. It don't matter what that need might be, from A to Z. Spiritual, mentally, emotionally, social, financially, every area.
Hallelujah. And a beautiful thing that went in the covenant of Abraham that he gave is what all this stuff opens up to, that his word does not come to him void, is that it goes at least to 1,000 generations.
Yes, Lord.
So blessings to your house, to your name. Let it be made known to all the world, and let your family be given the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from the Most High God, revelation directly from the Holy Spirit, straight from the Father, to your mind, and put your heart and your mind and spirit in alignment with the Holy Spirit so you can become a seed of the kingdom of God and let it expand throughout your home, through your neighborhoods, through the highways and byways, the towns and cities, the counties, the states, the country, so you can become a beacon of light to all the world, and everyone can see you, not to praise you, but to praise our Father in heaven, because he said, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds.
Yes, Lord, that your Father might be glorified.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, he always get me turned up over here.
Yes, oh, man. Yes, no, man. That's an awesome thing, man, you know. And to know this, the good news about that is, man, that ain't in the sweet by and by. That's in the right here and
right,
now.
Right now.
You know, now the consummation of it and the fullness of it, and I mean, I'm talking about the way it's completed, and it's not only, man, in the earth, but on the earth. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's to come. That's a millennium time that's coming. That's some time. That's some things that are ahead. Yes, you know, to come. The consummation of it. But even in the Word of God, man, you know, the consummation of it is revealed to us in the last two chapters of the Bible.
Yeah.
You know where St. Paul is talking about, behold, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Wait till I saw a new heaven and new earth. Then I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down. You know, and then the dwelling place of God was with man, and it's on earth like it is in heaven. So that's the destination there. That's the end. So, man, when you know the destination, what the end, then, man, you can start your course toward, man, that destination, man, in God's purpose for your life.
Rejoice today.
That's it.
We go from victory, to victory. Come on.
That's it. Because the kingdom of heaven, man, has been restored. It has been It was lost in Adam's disobedience. And all the Old Testament stood and everything else, man, was just types and shadows, man, of that which was to come.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the restoration of God's kingdom, man, once it was lost. And, man, I'm talking about, man, he has restored it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus Christ came and did. All that he did upon earth was the means to that end, to restore that place, man, that was upon the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that got man lost, man, and everything else in Genesis chapter 3, man, and everything else from Genesis chapter 3 all the way up until the coming of Jesus, man, was, man, God's plan and God's strategy and things that God was doing down through time, man, until he could fulfill, man, a promise that he made to mankind when they disobeyed God and got put out of the Garden of Eden. God promised Adam and Eve. He said, you're lost now, but I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. And one of these days, in the fullness of time, when everything is in order, and everything is said, I promise you something. I'm coming in myself, and I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction, and I'm going to restore you back to this place. I promise you that, boy. That's what he told me. And all down through time, boy, even though he couldn't be in him no more, and couldn't be around him, he couldn't be in him no more, and the Holy Spirit couldn't be him no more, because they were unclean timber, but he was always around him. Lord. That's why that wall of partition, man, that separated, man, the holy place from the holy place, and mankind couldn't go there, only the high priest, man, what that holy place, man, that's the presence of the Lord, man. Couldn't be in him no more, but he was always around him, baby. He was always right there. He was always a very present help in a time of trouble. And if he was always a very present help in a time of trouble when he couldn't live in him no more, how much more if he a very present help in your time of trouble, man? Now that boy, that man, that Holy Ghost, man, that was separated from them, that place, man, that they got put out of, man, the presence of the Lord, man, the atmosphere of the Lord, now that that has been restored back to them, because that was Jesus Christ came on to this earth with on his shoulder. He came with a governing system. He came with a government. He came with not any government. He came with the governing system of heaven, how heaven is governed. That's why the devil don't ever want you men to come to the knowledge of the gospel, man. That's why he don't ever want your church to be a kingdom-focused church.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That's why, and the only way to be a kingdom-focused church, man, you got to know about the kingdom. The only way you got to know about the kingdom, man, you know, the Holy Spirit is the only one that can reveal that to you.
That's right.
The good news, what about the kingdom? What's the good news about the kingdom? That it ain't a sweet by and by. It's been restored back to you. And God promised that he was going to redeem their life from that destruction and put them back in the place, man, that he originated them to live in. What, back in the Garden of Eden? Back in the kingdom of hell? What, to fulfill his purpose? Listen, when they were in the kingdom of heaven, they had to fulfill the purpose. The purpose was to make the whole earth like that Garden of Eden. So when you come back into the kingdom that's here now, you ain't got to the destination. They ain't on the earth yet. But you've been brought back to it so that you can get back on course towards your destination. What? Living kingdom life.
Mm-hmm.
Not religion. Not trying my best to make it in. Not trying to quit sinning and quit doing this, man, so that you can make it to hell. But, man, quit doing all that, man, because you didn't make it to hell. In fact, heaven and came to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the inside of you now. And as we come back to God's original purpose, his original idea, and what he's doing, man, and get back in on what he's doing, and man, then our conscience, man, can be right in line with what the precept. What's the precept? The original idea. And that's God's original idea. That's what your Bible's about. A king, his kingdom, his royal family, that's you and I, his plan for our lives, for that through us, man, he would rule, he would establish his governing influence of heaven to earth through us. For what purpose? So that man earth could be a colony of heaven, so they could be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's the destination. When it's all said and done, we're going to be on earth as it is in heaven. You're going to spend eternity on the earth. You're going to spend eternity in heaven on the earth. That's the destination. And devil don't ever want you to know that. That's the gospel of the kingdom. What the kingdom? The kingdom of heaven. What the good news about it? It on earth. And what the great news about it being on earth? That's where you at. That's where you dwell. That's the secret place of the Most High God. That's been provided for you already, so that you can come and dwell in that place and get back on course to God's destiny for your life. And that you be fruitful, and that you may multiply, and that you be friends, and that you subdue the earth. In other words, that you may, the sovereign dominion that he gave you to make it on earth like it is in heaven, and you get back on course to him there. And quit trying to fly away, man. We all fly away trying to make it to heaven. Ain't no flying away. Listen, we both the man, I'm talking about for us to do the earth. You can't do nothing in heaven. Your destiny, your assignment here on the earth. Your destiny. What I'm saying again, man, that's the destiny. That's the purpose of this ring you're talking. That was God what you to know. You just tripping in the bucket. I was going to say it again. You don't know much about the kingdom. All your pastor doesn't know much about the kingdom. The Pope doesn't know much. The theologians, the Bible school, they don't know a whole lot about the kingdom of God, because if they did, man, that's all you'd be here. And watch when it's all said and done, that's all you're going to get. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end. And what we just don't even pray. The church don't know nothing about it. But it's being preached. We're hearing it right now. Let me tell you something, it's like a little bit of mustard seed. But when it's planted in the ground, when you receive the good, it's going to grow up on the inside of you, a pretty big mustard tree, man. Not only will you be of the kingdom of God, but you'll be about your father's business. What your father's business? When and other folks, you to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. What they're doing, that's God expanding this territory on earth. When we win the soul to the kingdom of God, that's the expansion of God. That's the purpose for the church. That's why the church was created, and that's why the church was birthed. That's the purpose of the church. Not to do have rituals and ceremonies, man, but Lord, I'm talking about the establishment of government and rules of God's character, of self, good, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, y'all, my time is up. My son-in-law, and I bless you in the name of Jesus, and you can clearly declare God's best for your life. As it is in your life, and your earth, as it just as it is in heaven. And you're on your way to becoming. Yeah. We haven't reached the fullness of it yet, and that's what we are becoming. That's how we want. That's how we want. Amen.
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 Because of who you already are.
God bless you.
This is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870.